You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. We are now in week 6 of the 10-week series on how to deal with self-isolation during the COVID-19 crisis. During week 5, I introduced the concept of connection and how it's important to choose connection over shoulds. So as I finish off this series, I'm going to keep the theme of connections. And after the break, I'm going to talk about why it's important to choose connection over fear. Where does fear come from? Fear tends to be contagious. If we're surrounded by people who project a nervous sense of fear, we too may sense danger and become anxious. Fear is rampant in modern day society, especially now with so much change happening. Having a vague sense of mistrust in our everyday lives brings a sense of fear. For a second, think about how does fear prevent you from making a connection to meaningful experiences and people you care for? Perhaps think about something in your life that has drastically changed recently, and you're feeling a bit shaken up by the unexpected developments. See, when life throws us a curveball, it can be for one of many reasons, and we may not be able to rely on the things we once counted on. That's why change can be a hard pill to swallow. Does change cause you to become fearful? It's a natural reaction of many, and it's hard to be fearless when we don't know what to expect. And yes, things can happen suddenly and unexpectedly. And something that we're all dealing with right now is COVID-19. When you find yourself caught up in fear, what do you do to help yourself out of it? Fear is a mental state that puts us in a stuck an obsessive place. We can't move forward, and we can't step out of and away from the feeling. It's like we're in the grips of anxiety, thinking obsessive thoughts that go in circles. It's important to confront our fear so that we can move past it and on to the next moment. Here's what fear can do to us if we let it. Fear breaks our concentration. We can't hear what others may be saying because our own fearful self-talk is turned up full volume. It stops us from taking action. Sometimes circumstances cry out for us to make a move, but fear can let such opportunities slip past. Then, who knows when the next right time will be? And fear prevents us from saying how we feel. Real intimacy is based on honesty, speaking our truth, and sharing an honest exchange with others. See, reaching a state of acceptance is the goal. But fear blocks us from getting there. Here's how to replace fear with connection. Release the anxiety that holds you hostage. Talk through the fear, or walk through the fear. Any form of exercise can bring us out of a fearful state, and it helps us become more mentally grounded. Talk openly about the fear. Talk with others about what's worrying you. But choose your audience carefully. Remember, fear is contagious, so share with care. And don't pass the fear along in your need to be unburdened from it. Live in the moment. Think about right now, as in right this second. Are you in a safe space? If there's nothing in this moment that can jeopardize your safety, then give yourself the permission to relax. Take yourself out of the prison of your own mind and let fear go. So I'm going to leave you with a tip. Fear is our nervous system ramping up for the next fight or flight situation. If fear is not the useful emotion for the moment, then release it. Remember that you are safe. Connect with your own safe place in the here and now. If you are able, connect with the people around you. Connect with the moment and connect yourself to the planet and all of its life forms. So to release your fear, I want you to repeat this comforting mantra meant to connect you with the present moment. I am here. I am loved. I am safe. Stay safe and be well.